Thai PBS World Podcast. Media Pulse helps you make sense of Thai politics.
All right, this week we'll start with something we see as another irony in Thai politics.
Okay.
Claire, you know how politicians love to talk about education because it makes them look good, right?
Yeah.
And wherever they go, I mean, on a campaign trail, they would brag about giving top priority to education in their platform.
Mm.
But we have to admit that in reality, things are quite different.
Yeah, believe it or not, when it comes to allocating cabinet portfolios, the education ministry is one of the least contested. Nobody actually wanted it. By Thai political standards, the education ministry is known as a C-grade portfolio. And that means it holds little political value and offered limited rewards when compared to such high-profile ministries as interior, communications, agriculture, and commerce. And yeah.
and that's why we have never heard about politicians fighting over the education portfolio.
Because but I would want to become the education minister.
I'll tell you something. A newly appointed education minister many years back confided to me that he felt very disappointed being assigned to look after the education ministry.
Mm.
He didn't ask for it because he was aspiring, I mean, for some other more important ministries in his eyes, right?
Mm.
And he said, and he told me that, he admitted to me that he would do everything he could, I mean, to make sure that his party reassigned him to a more important ministry. And eventually he succeeded. It's widely known that the ministries that are often the bone of contention are ministries with huge budgets and potential for investment that would boost their popularity. I mean, the popularity of the politicians in charge of these ministries.
In fact, the education ministry typically tops the list of annual budget allocations, but much of its budget is tied up in fixed costs like teachers' salaries, school fee subsidies, and maintenance. So that means there is little money left for politicians in charge to start new projects. Simply put, there is very little political and financial incentive that the education ministry can offer to politicians. No wonder then that Thailand's education at the moment are in decline, actually, and it's evidenced in declining scores on international assessments like PISA, which shows that Thai students performing below average in reading, maths, and science.
So it's quite refreshing to see that a high-profile politician with a very impressive academic record has pledged to make education a top priority of his party, his newly formed party. Suchachawi Suwansawat. I'm sure you must have heard of this name, right?
Yeah.
A well-known academic turned politician unveiled his party called Thai Kao Mai with some fanfare last week.
Yeah.
Right. The name of the party, Thai Kao Mai, can be roughly translated as Thailand's new step forward. And making education the top priority. And this is what Khun Suchachawi said at the launch of the party. Education is the core of everything. It's a game changer for Thailand. And he said that he hopes to woo voters with his party's education platform in the next general elections expected in either late March or early April.
Well, he might become the favorite among younger generations because
hopefully
if he make the schools better, then the kids would like him.
Yeah.
Anyway, he said education is part of what he described as his party four-arrow policy to jumpstart Thailand. And he admitted to Thai PBS World that he was inspired by the so-called three-arrow policy of Japan's late Prime Minister Shinzo Abe to revitalize the country's economy. And Suchachawi said that his four-arrow policy is designed to improve education and use new technology to help small and medium-sized enterprises and startups. And it also aims to improve the quality of life and stamp out corruption.
And Suchachawi also said that the populist policies implemented by government in the past have done nothing to help the country move forward. The country, he described the country as being in the stage of a coma. That's very, very frightening, right? And he believed that education is the only long-term answer to most, if not all, of the country's ills. Right? Suu Kyi Chatuwi is now 53, still young. Right? And he was the president of King Mongkut's Institute of Technology, Lat Klabang, before entering politics. He ran unsuccessfully as a candidate in Bangkok's governor election in 2022 under the banner of the Democrat Party. And he resigned from the party in July this year to join the newly formed Thai Kao Mai Party.
And also joining him in the new party is Khun Ying Kalaya Sopanpanit, who is a former science and technology minister and a former Democrat deputy leader. Suu Kyi Chatuwi told Thai PBS World that his party is open to joining a future coalition if it is given a chance to oversee education, technology and innovation. So, yeah, political and observers are...
They see him as a breath of fresh air for Thai politics. But they believe that even though the party may have an appeal with urban voters, especially with the education platform, the party would have difficulty making inroads into rural constituencies, which we know are often dominated by the so-called ban jai, big families, clans of influential politicians, local ones. So this will be quite a challenge for Suu Kyi Chatuwi and this new party.
Yes, exactly.
All right, we talk about this new party, right? But now we move to a more established party, which seemed to be struggling to... regain its dominance, right?
Yeah. Well, it was a pep talk that the Pheu Thai Party of former Prime Minister of Hat Hong Han Shinawat very much needed. The party has seen nothing but bad news ever since it became the core of the coalition government. So that was after the general election in 2023. It started with the ouster of Set Tha Toe Sin as Prime Minister by the Constitutional Court after less than 1 year in office. And then his successor, Pat Hong Tan, suffered the same fate a year later as a result of her disastrous phone call with the Cambodian strongman Hun Sen.
And just a week later, in early September, her father, Pat Hong Tan's father, Khun Thaksin Shinawat, the former prime minister, and who is known as the de facto leader of Pheu Thai Party, was ordered back into jail to serve his 1 year sentence. And amid all that, the party was hit with a string of defections, and more MPs and members are believed to be waiting in line to leave the party and join other rival parties. So this is quite a challenge for Pat Hong Tan and her successor, whoever he or she will be, to stop the bleeding.
Yes, and the question I guess now is the party, which has won every single election in the past two decades, now on the verge of obliteration, as many political observers and media outlets have predicted. Addressing a major gathering of the Pheu Thai Party members a few days ago, Pat Hong Tan admitted that people had doubts about the future of her party.
And this is what she said in her speech, a pep talk, I would say.
Pep talk.
There are people out there saying that Pheu Thai Party is at its dead end, that the party is going to be wiped off in the upcoming election. Okay, and she seemed to be admitted that there were strong doubts even among the rank and file of the party about the future of it. And it, in fact, it was the first major meeting of the party MPs and members since Pat Hong Tan was ousted as prime minister by the Constitutional Court in late August. And political observers believe that the meeting was essentially designed to be a morale booster for Pheu Thai Party members who are growing more and more uncertain with the future of the party.
Yeah, the meeting was actually held under the theme Reinventing Pheu Thai, Reinventing Thailand, during which Pat Hong Tan expressed confidence that the party will make a strong comeback through the next general election. And Pat Hong Tan also unveiled the first batch of the 185 candidates for the election, which is expected to take place either late March or early April next year.
Now, despite all the doubts and anxiety, the party's leadership is still optimistic that it will do well in the next elections.
Yeah.
To the extent that the former communication minister and the key figure of the party, Khun Suriyachung Rungleungkit, predicted that the party would sweep as many as 200 MP seats in 200. Seats in the next elections.
Aim high.
And that's quite a projection, a very ambitious projection by Khun Suriya Chung Dung Dung Kit, right, who is now the director of election, the election director of the party.
Mm-hmm.
Ambitious because look at the number of the MPs the party has now. It has just 140 MPs.
Yes.
And many of them are very likely to defect to other parties leading up to the next election.
Yes.
So political observers believe that Khun Suriya's projection is too ambitious, largely because of the party's lackluster performance as the core of the Pathong Than coalition government.
Mm.
And of course, you remember the disastrous phone call that Pathong Than made with the Cambodian strongman Hun Sen, right?
No.
That didn't help.
No, that didn't help. Well, in fact, if you do the maths, if you're aiming for 200 MPs in the House, you're going to need to have more than 200 MP candidates in order to win the election. But anyway, I don't know how they do the maths, but that's what he said. Anyway, Pua Thai, which prided itself on being a pro-democracy party, also disappointed many of its supporters by joining hands with the pro-military parties in forming the short-lived coalition government. And just as you said, Pathong Than's much criticized handling of the border conflict with Cambodia has also driven away many of her party supporters. Mm.
So many media commentators observed that the meeting last week organized by the party was done in quite a rush. And because they believe that the Pathong Than, wanted the meeting to be held as soon as possible because she wanted to regain confidence of the party members in the party's future. And more importantly, the meeting was also designed to stop what is being seen as an exodus of the party's MPs who are being wooed to defect to other parties, particularly Phum Chai Thai Party, which now has become the biggest political magnet. And we talk about that later on, why Phum Chai Thai Party has now become such a darling for would-be candidates in the next elections.
Yes, exactly.
And Khun Pathong Than also took the opportunity during the meeting to calm down any speculation about whether or not the party would have any strong candidates for the next prime minister. And she said that in sooner or later, and hopefully, she said would be sooner, that the party would unveil the names of three potential prime ministerial candidates.
There was a question that a lot of people are wondering about, and that's whether or not a family member will be included in the name list of its prime ministerial candidates as well.
That has always been a big question, whether or not Thaksin would finally resign to the fact that he should no longer manage the affairs of the parties directly through his next of kin, family members.
Exactly, because now the party is being seen as a family affair rather than political party with principles. But anyway.
But what is equally interesting, Khun Kha, is that soon after Khun Pathong Than said she would unveil the names of the three potential prime ministerial candidates soon, right? There was a string of rumors widely reported and picked up by Thai media that one of the candidates would be Khun Varawut Sirapa Archa. That sounds strange because Khun Varawut is not a member of Pua Thai Party.
Exactly.
He is the leader of Chat Thai Pattana Party, which was a junior partner in the recent Pathong Than coalition government, in which Khun Varawut was the Minister for Social Development and Human Security, right? It's interesting because the rumors was out there, but nobody wants to confirm or deny it. I had a chance to communicate with Khun Varawut himself, and he said, well, for the time being, I'm still being committed to staying with Chat Thai Pattana. And as to the future of the party, we have to talk to the 10 MPs of the party to find out what their thought will be. So it's neither confirmation nor denial.
Yeah, but sure, it'll be very difficult for him to leave the party because it was the political party that his father founded.
That's right.
And he grew up with it. So it will be quite something.
No, I think because he knows that the next election will be very tough for his party, which is a small side party.
Yeah.
And the party now has only 10 MPs. Mm. And to be able to maintain that level of support from the constituencies is already a big question mark.
Right.
And given the much tougher competition coming up in the next election, I think he sees writing on the wall that it's about time that he would look for another greener pasture.
Right. But yeah, it's important to emphasize that at the moment he neither confirms nor denies the possibility. Let's talk about the Democrat Party. We've been talking about this for weeks now.
So the question is still an answer. Will he or will he not return to retake the helm of the Democrat Party?
Yeah.
We're talking about Abhisit Vejjachiva.
Yes. Yeah, well, after today, he's still keeping his cards close to his chest, despite speculation that he has already made up his mind. The party is actually scheduled to elect a new leadership next Sunday, which is October 18th, whoever becomes its next leader will have the most challenging task, and that's reversing the party's decline.
No, and as things stand today, Khun Abhisit is still being looked upon by his supporters and many of the party members as being the only person who is up to the job of salvaging the party from its current decline.
Mm-hmm.
One encouraging sign for the country's oldest party is that several of its former prominent members are now lining up to rejoin it.
Mm.
And all of these ex-Democrats are known to be supporters of Abhisit. In short, these people rejoining the party simply because they want to help Abhisit to return to the helm of the party.
Mm. Well, among them are several high-profile political veterans and cabinet members who broke away from the party because of internal conflicts. That includes Kopsak Suphawasu, a former deputy prime minister. We also have Supatra Masadit, a former minister of the PM's office, and Sakonthi Pithiyakun, a former deputy Bangkok governor.
So these people are former prominent members of the party. And they quit because of the internal conflicts within the party, because they didn't see eye to eye with the new leadership of the party.
Yeah.
And the leadership that has now decided to resign and pave the way for election of a new crops of leaders.
Yeah, and that leadership we're talking about, Selom Chai Si-on, who resigned as a leader of the Democrat Party last month, and he cited health reasons. But that created a political vacuum for the party. And political observers believe that the party needs a serious overhaul if it hopes to regain its former glory when it produced four prime ministers.
As we said earlier, that many of those who have returned to the party or are in the process of returning to the party have made it clear that they are doing so in order to vote for Abhisit Vejjachiva to become the next leader of the party. As Khun Kai said, that the election will be held next Sunday. That's just a week away.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And it is important to note that Abhisit hasn't got any opponents so far. Nobody has yet formally come forward to declare their candidacy for the party's top post as well.
Right, okay. As we said, that most Democrat veterans see Abhisit as the only hope in getting the party back on track.
Mm.
Abhisit himself has repeatedly vowed that he has no intention to switch to another party. That's the question he has been asking repeatedly after he left the Democrat Party.
Yes.
And he's made it clear that, no, my blood is blue. That's the color of the party.
Yeah.
So, and he will always stay blue.
Wow.
But he also said that he would return to the Democrat Party only when the party reverts to its original political principles.
Mm, yeah, well, under Selom Chai's leadership, the party was perceived to prioritize political expediency over principle, and that alienates many of its party members. And many of the party's old guards have also openly offered their full support for Abhisit to return as its leaders. And among them is the former Prime Minister Chuan Lik Pai, who in an interview this week praised Abhisit for his commitment to upholding political integrity, the rule of law, and democratic principles. Chuan is a former leader of the party as well and is still widely respected by its rank and file.
Abhisit, who is 61, served as Prime Minister between 2008 and 2011. He led the Democrat Party from 2005 until he resigned following the party's poor performance in the 2019 election. He left the party in 2023 after he elected Chelumchai as leader amid his concern the party was deviating from its political ideology. Under Chelumchai and its new leadership, the party later joined the government led by the Pheu Thai Party, which was once the Democrat Party's nemesis.
And, you know, torn by internal conflicts, the Democrat is already a pale shadow of its old self. It now has only 25 MPs in the House of Representatives, which is a sharp contrast from 165 MPs it had when Abhisit was the party leader in 2007. The poor performance in the last general election was attributed to the lack of appeal and clear political stand of its leadership under Chelumchai.
Now, if Khun Abhisit really makes it back to the party, the Thai media have speculated that Khun Nonphan Lamsam, the president of the Football Association of Thailand, will be approached to help Abhisit in reviving the Democrat Party by becoming its Secretary General.
Well, Nonphan has been making headlines with her roles in sports. And she's 60 years old and is a former businesswoman and is no stranger to politics as well, because she was a long-term member and a deputy secretary general of the party before quitting. She was earlier reported to be planning to vie for the party's top post herself following Chelumchai's resignation. And now her supporters are waiting to hear whether she would be content with being number two of the party under Abhisit.
Now that we have talked about three parties, right? It would be a sin not to talk about the man of the hour.
The favorite.
And the party that has become the biggest magnet these days, right? We are talking about Khun Anuttin Chanvilakun, the Prime Minister, and his party, Phum Chai Thai Party.
Yeah, it's been in office for just over a month and seems to be gaining a lot of popularity among Thai politicians. Media reports suggest that his Phum Chai Thai Party is now the biggest political magnet, attracting MPs from other political parties, and is projected to be a major player in the next election.
Hardly a day goes by without some MPs of certain parties wanting or making clear that they want to join Phum Chai Thai Party.
We have many, but today we're going to talk about Eganat Pornphan because I think he's interesting. He was the former Minister of Industries in Pha Thong Than Chinawat's government. And it's not just Eganat who is joining hands with Anuttin. He is also bringing scores of MPs from the United Thai Nation Party as well.
It is important to note that the party was formed by supporters of the People's Democratic Reform Committee, or better known as PDRC, or even better known as the Yellow Shirts Movement.
Yeah, we all know that.
So when it joined the Setak Thawisin coalition last year, there was some kind of backlash from its original supporters. Because the Pheu Thai Party and the United Thai Nation Party, they are parties of totally different political colors.
Exactly. Yeah. Remember, the United Thai Nations Party's got a nickname, and that nickname was Prayut's Party. And having switched from the ultra-conservative extreme to the government coalition of Pheu Thai, which the military actually ousted earlier. And now to the blue house of Anuttin's Phum Chai Thai Party. I mean, this is the perfect example of political expediency in Thailand, which is a common thing which may not be too familiar with our Westerner listeners. but anyway, and Moran Peas are showing signs that they are being pulled by the Phum Chai Thai magnet this election season.
The main reason why Phum Chai Thai Party has suddenly become a new magnet is because of the prospect that the party will sweep the next election, which is expected to take place in either late March or early April.
Yeah.
And Phum Chai Thai Party is now positioning itself as being a new force of conservatism.
Yeah. Well, the political tailwind may be blowing in Anutin's favour, but the newly appointed Prime Minister recognises that he hasn't got much time in office. Therefore, he has been putting in the hard work as well. This week, Justice Pat Hong Tan visited the flood-affected areas in Uttaradit province. Anutin went to inspect floods in the upper central provinces of Thailand, including Phichit, Chainad, and Singburi. He has been making many trips to visit the flood-affected areas since taking office. And some news commentators view it as his way of reaching out to people, which is an added benefit, I guess, while also performing his duty as the premier.
No, and on top of the office work and road trips, Prime Minister Anutin still goes on his flying missions, as he has been doing for many, many years now.
Yeah.
On these missions, the Prime Minister flies his private planes to shuttle medical teams to hospitals and deliver hearts for organ transplant patients across the country.
Yeah, so once seen as the Prime Minister in waiting, now that he's actually running the country, the next question is, will he be able to secure the seat in the upcoming elections?
Now, out of all the potential prime ministerial candidates, Anutin is now being seen as the strongest contender.
He's doing well. He's doing well. So, yeah. We'll see how it goes, I guess, next week. Anyway, that's all from us. We talked about four political parties in this episode. I hope you enjoyed it.
For more news about Thailand and the region, visit ThaiPBSWorld.com and look for ThaiPBSWorld on social media.